Hi, Matt here. Before we get started, two quick opportunities for us to interact. This Thursday, February 26th at 8 a.m. Pacific, I'm hosting an AMA, Ask Matt Anything, in our Think Fast, Talk Smart learning community. I'd love to see you there. And also, don't forget to take advantage of our Valentine's Day free Coach Matt AI offering. Join our learning community at fastersmarter.io/learning. Now, a word from one of our sponsors. Their support allows us to bring you quality content free of charge. Hi, Matt here. I recently have done some international travel, and I'm always amazed when people can speak the language of the country they're visiting. So for my upcoming trip, I'll be using Babbel, my go-to app for science-backed language learning. Babbel lets me practice real-life conversation, step-by-step, without the stress. It helps me build the confidence to speak up when it matters, from ordering a coffee or chatting with new friends. However you learn best, by listening, speaking, reading, or writing, Babbel adapts to your style and keeps you motivated with personalized learning plans, real-time feedback, and progress tracking. Right now, Babbel is offering up to 55% off your subscription at babbel.com/TFTS. That's Babbel, Babbel.com/TFTS to get up to 55% off. Rules and restrictions may apply. We've all been in the situation where you have something important to contribute to a meeting or a presentation, and you just don't know how to insert your thought. How do I get my idea out there? And once I do, how do I make it clear and concise? Today, I will explore specific techniques and tips you can use to be more effective when you need to contribute your ideas in a presentation or a meeting. My name is Matt Abrahams, and I teach strategic communication at Stanford Graduate School of Business. And welcome to a Quick Thinks episode of Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Based on the work I have done as a lecturer at the GSB, as well as in my consulting practice, there are some specific techniques and tools you can use to insert your ideas in a conversation, a meeting, or even a presentation. The three best tools that I am aware of are to start with a paraphrase. When somebody is speaking and you want to contribute, you can simply interject a paraphrase, capture something that they have said. It doesn't have to be a grand paraphrase where you say, so what you're saying is, you could just jump on a particular topic like pricing and then start sharing your point of view. Paraphrasing is a polite way to get your point into a conversation or into a meeting. Another tool is to simply ask a question. So as somebody is speaking, you might say, I have a question about that point. And that question can be one where it's presented in a polite, concerned way, or perhaps in a more direct way. So tone matters. The final way is to simply start with an emotion. That concerns me, or I'm excited by. That emotion gives you permission to then follow up. So by paraphrasing, asking a question, or stating an emotion, you can get the floor in an in-person or virtual communication situation. Now, once you have that floor, you have to contribute. And we know from our own personal experience that if we are unstructured, meandering, and wandering, that people aren't going to really take away what we want them to. We must be clear and concise. And the way we become clear and concise is by using some kind of message design or structure. And there are many, many that exist. Structure gives us a place to start and a place to end. It helps us connect our ideas together. My favorite structure for making contributions in meetings, in conversation and presentations, is simply three questions. What, so what, now what? This gives you the guide, the map, if you will, for what it is you need to say. You start with the what. What is it you're talking about? It could be a process, a product, an idea, a point of view. The so what is, why is it important to the people you're speaking to, perhaps to the company, or even society at large? And then the now what is what you want to have come next. It could be action items, a follow-up meeting, a demonstration, but it is the action that follows. What, so what, now what is a super powerful structure that upon practicing and becoming comfortable with it can really help you structure your messages so that they are packaged well for your audience to understand. I encourage you to take these tools for inserting your ideas, as well as the notion of message design through structure, to help you be more effective in your communication. Thanks for joining me for this Quick Thanks episode. If these takeaways were helpful, I'd love for you to listen to the full episode that started this conversation. There's more context, more stories, and more tools to support your communication. Give it a listen. And as always, thanks for your support.
Hi, Matt here. I can't believe that this month is the 6-year anniversary of Think Fast, Talk Smart's launch. As we start the new year, we're excited to bring you even more ways to learn, practice, and grow your communication and career skills. We'll now be releasing 8 episodes a month, coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. For those of you who like to watch your podcasts, we are now posting full video versions of each episode on both Spotify and YouTube. We're moving to a weekly email that shares specifics about the current week's shows and previews what's coming in the future. If you're not subscribed yet, head to fastersmarter.io and hit subscribe. When you do, you'll also start getting our monthly newsletter. Fastersmarter.io is also the place to go for transcripts and show notes for each episode. And under the resources menu, you can find English language learning content for each episode. Speaking of languages, I'm excited to share that a Hindi version of the show is now available. You can get access to our extended Deep Thinks episodes and listen ad-free by subscribing on Apple, Spotify, or at fastersmarter.io/premium. I'd love for you to join us on our Think Fast, Talk Smart learning community, where people from all over the globe are coming together to develop and hone their career and communication skills by taking asynchronous lessons, participating in learning quests, enjoying live author book talks, and getting individual guidance from my AI coach at fastersmarter.io/learning. Be sure to look at our social media channels for our video shorts, frameworks, infographics, and protocols. You can also help us by giving us a 5-star rating and positive review. 2026 is going to be a great year for becoming more confident, clear, and compelling in your communication and career. As always, thank you for your support, and thank you for listening.